You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can you see the lights? I moved them all out of the way of your shop.
There's a broken ping pong table, paint cans, a charger, a phone, and half of Zara.
With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
You sound like someone who's been partying.
I have been. I've had 2 weekends of partying.
Yep. You left in the middle. You came back.
I left last weekend. I came back. I was here for 3 days and then I left again. And now I just came back about 3 hours ago. An hour ago. 2 hours ago.
That's how.
What time is it?
It doesn't matter. Let's focus on what's important.
Okay.
Welcome to an episode
of Sheena Interrupted. Yes.
Point somewhere. Oh, yes. What is that?
Right here. Point right here.
Why are you sitting in the middle today?
Because the tree was too big.
Why did you bring this tree?
I'm trying to fill our podcast. I'm still working on getting things organized.
It's going in the wrong direction.
No, it's not.
You took out a real tree and you put a fake tree.
It's an olive plant.
That's not a plant. That's an olive plastic. You can't even sit there because it looks like you turned this into a warehouse, bro.
No, I didn't.
This
is
gross.
I'm going to bring that plant back, but the plant was not the right plant.
Wait, what is this?
What?
Where are these pillows from?
I just bought them.
Oh, I think I see a tag sitting. Okay, at least you kept the tags. You can return them. I'm not going to return. And there used to be two, like, lanterns here in the middle, and now there's a bunch of beads. What is this?
I'm decorating.
No, but what were you thinking when you bought this string of beads? I want to put a bag of beads on the table.
It's not beads. They're big balls.
You want big balls on the table. That's what you're thinking? I just want a bunch of big balls in a silver tray. Elephant, Home Depot, yeah, you have like 8 elephant nuts on a rope. That's what I want.
I like them. They match.
They do not match at all.
Yes, they do.
They're gray and off-white.
They have a shade of blue in them.
Oh my God. Did you go, is this what someone was doing at the rave you were at? Is it wearing elephant balls around their neck? And you're like, yeah, I need some of these for my studio.
This is cool.
Oh my God, our child is here. Those are very nice. Let's keep going. What's the show about today?
So I was gone.
Yes.
Okay, if you're new here, check it out. Hit that subscribe button. Do all the things. Join
Does
us every week.
Anyone ever
yes,
listen
yes.
to that?
Yes.
My
our
God.
Numbers are going up. This is
but
good.
No, the majority of our listeners and watchers are not subscribed to our channel.
I know. So
it
please subscribe.
That.
Please, for the love of God and everything holy, just subscribe to the channel.
But if you don't do the ding ding, then they subscribe. It doesn't even matter.
What do you mean?
You have to do a bell, apparently.
I have to put a bell?
I think if when they subscribe, they have to draw a photo of a bell.
No, no, I'm going to put a bell right here. Okay, editor, put a bell
the
right
notice?
Here.
Notice? What is that notice bell?
Turn on notifications, do
what
all
is
the
that?
Things. I don't know.
Oh, don't turn on notifications.
Don't do
Those
that.
Those suck. Don't do that.
It's going to make them
you'll
unsubscribe.
You'll be sitting in the bathroom one day, we'll post something, and you'll be secretly trying to watch YouTube while you're taking a poop, and all of a sudden, everyone in your office will know that Sheena Interrupted has come out. Be like, ding! You're like, ayo. This guy's supposed to be in the office. Instead, he's pooping watching YouTube in the bathroom. Leave a comment if you're watching this while your pants are off.
A lot of
so
people.
So many people watch our content with no pants.
A lot of people are going to put their hands up.
Yeah.
Don't admit to that. Just
yeah,
do
put your hands
thing.
Up. Put both hands up and drop your phone in the commode. Poop phone. Poopsie. I mean, oopsie.
Poopsie.
Yeah. That's when you say oopsie while doing a poop.
That's poopsie. Hilarious.
Poopsie is also when a kid poops their pants.
Poopsie.
Poopsie is the cutesy name of a shart. Like, when you think you're going to fart and a little poop comes out.
There's nothing cute about
Poopsie.
That. There's nothing cute about
that. I'm so sorry.
So today I wanted to talk. This is a very serious topic. Oh, I think a lot of people will be interested in knowing this. Okay. Why, so I was away.
Why this side of the room looks so fancy? Why it's like business in the front? Mullet from Trailer Park at the back? I don't know why.
No, I don't. Doesn't matter. I'll work on it. It's happening. Don't worry.
There's no lights in the studio.
There's no lights?
In case you're wondering. Okay. I am a saint.
So I...
Halos aren't round. They're big square boxes, in case you didn't know.
We haven't spoken in a long time, so it's like verbal diarrhea.
Poopsie. Okay, what do you want to talk about, bro?
I went away.
I'm just carrying the show because... You've been away partying.
That's what you do, my
love. No, you're out partying. You come home, you leave some elephant sacks on the table. You put a dead plant in the corner and you're like, oh, I made improvements.
I did.
What did you improve? The pillow. Yeah, that's true. That pillow's nice. I like the italics. It looks very fast, your pillow.
There's a lot of things, but you didn't give me a chance.
You can't even sit in your spot. That's how much you broke the studio. You literally had to move spots.
I didn't break it. You told me to sit here.
Because your dead tree was in the back. It's like doing a podcast with a koala. Just go sit in the tree. Fine, go. Go sit in the tree. We'll do a whole podcast episode about marsupials. Okay, what do you want to talk about, bro?
Okay. I was traveling.
Yes, we know.
I want to know how you managed with the children. Like,
wait,
when
you didn't take them?
Moms in travel.
You've been here the whole time?
When moms travel, what do the dads do?
We begin every morning crying.
Yeah.
And we look to God for guidance and strength.
Yeah.
Because as all moms know, the minute they leave the house, everything falls apart.
You know what?
Yeah, it all falls apart.
I was with a bunch of moms this weekend. It was called Mom Summit. Mom 2 Summit.
They were all freaking out.
I'm going to tell you a story. On the first morning, I left Thursday. On the first morning at 9 a.m., the woman on stage said her husband has already checked in with her. He had to take the kids somewhere to some school function. And he was texting her, what time does this thing end? Like, all of the women, they were all being asked at that point, how many of your husbands have checked in with you to see what's on the schedule for today? What's going on? Who has to be dropped off? Who has to take what for lunch? Who has to be picked up? What time are these things and that things happening? You didn't. You didn't check in with me.
I didn't even know you were gone. I thought you were just out at your friend's house like every other day. So I did what I do every day. I woke up at 5:30.
That is garbage.
I went for a walk.
Yeah.
Came back at 6.
Yeah.
Made their lunches, woke them up.
Yeah.
We sat in a little group meditation together as we do as father and children.
Yeah.
We then combed each other's hair.
Yeah. So after you plaited the children's hair, then what?
I cried.
You cried.
That's what you do when your wife is gone. You cry for 4 hours and you wonder how the world will spin.
Yeah.
The truth is... Guys can do everything girls can do.
Yeah.
And girls can do everything the boys can do.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, when the women travel, if the husbands are messaging them, it's because they're not accustomed to doing that.
Yes.
Just like if there's something that the husband normally does and if he's missing, it has to be done.
Yeah.
The mom will likely check in.
Yeah.
But the truth is, if I leave, and whatever it is that has to get done, I know you're capable of doing it. Mm-hmm. It may not be the same way I would do it. Just like, so I put soup in a Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you do those things.
Yeah.
That's fine. They still had soup. They actually prefer it.
They like the soup
you know
in
why?
A Ziploc bag?
Yeah. Jay told me he just bites the bottom corner and he just drank the whole soup like that.
Yeah.
Easier to consume.
So I should switch to soup in a Ziploc bag.
Look, you do you, boo. Okay. You do what you want to do. But innovation, that's a beautiful thing. So I did have the benefit of having my mom in town.
Yes.
So that was helpful.
Yeah.
So in case I had to drive one and the other one was there, it was a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
I will say every time you travel, I think we should pause for a minute.
Yeah.
And just soak in how single parents operate like this all the time on their own.
Yeah.
Our kids are not babies. They're not children.
Right.
They are they're as capable as I am.
Absolutely. So
it's not hard for you to travel. It's not hard for me to travel anymore. Those days are behind us.
But I actually didn't travel a lot when the kids were little. I hardly ever went anywhere.
Because you didn't have a job.
That's true. Yeah. It's a fact. But yeah.
It would have been weird if you just said on a Tuesday, I'm going to Florida for 3 days. Good luck. I would have thought weird
I remember once going after Zara was done nursing.
Hey, you went to Japan.
No, I didn't go to
Japan. What kind of an animal does that?
No, I didn't.
I came with you. I was like, I can't deal with this. I'm out.
I went to Austin.
Who took care of her when we both went to Japan?
Both our sets of parents.
Oh, yeah. We called everybody. Like, hey, there's a child at home. Hurry up. We're in Japan.
No, I remember after I was done nursing Zara, I went away for a couple of days, but I didn't do a lot of trips. I didn't do a lot of that travel because I wasn't working. But now that I'm working, now that I'm back to work, there is more travel and you do find yourself with the kids more, just you and them, or maybe with your mom and them. How are you? Do you feel like a big difference?
Yeah. They sleep in our room when you're not here.
They sleep in our room when you're not here.
Oh, they do. Okay, that's a secret. I enjoy my time with them thoroughly.
I do too.
So it actually is nice once in a while when you're traveling.
Yeah.
I actually connect with them more. Mm-hmm. It's not, we're not at that phase in our lives anymore where it's difficult.
Yeah.
They can make me breakfast.
Yeah.
Like it's not that they need help with anything.
Yeah.
So it's more just a different way of hanging out because the dynamic changes.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I have zero problems with it. Yeah. I think it's great that we have the ability to do that. There are surely things that I don't do the way you do, mm-hmm. but they don't, I've never heard from either of them a complaint or any sort of a critique because mm-hmm. of the way we manage the situation
right.
when you're not here.
So I mean, our kids are also, they're not complainers, but I do agree with you that it's really, really nice when you have that one-on-one time where I feel like our kids, when there's not two parents, it's more like you're just hanging out with your friend. I don't know if you feel that way, but I felt very much like it was just three friends hanging out. I didn't feel like I was as much of a parent, to be honest. And I don't know why that was the case because we were down one parent. But it was more like there wasn't this, you have to put up, you know, you have to make decisions together either. It was just one parent got up, decided, and then the kids kind of did their own thing. And it was the flow was different, the flow of the family.
It's obviously different when there's less people there.
Yeah.
But my communication and kind of the way I am with them
yeah.
is very similar. When you're there, when you're not there.
So for me, I find it's different because you are more of a fun parent. Like when it's the four of us, I feel like I'm the one keeping the train moving. I'm the one kind of managing dinner and lunch or whatever, what the plan is. I'm the one gathering all the information to kind of decipher what the plan is going to be for the day. And I also think that when the other person is not there, I'm easier on myself. Like, okay, if there's dishes in the sink until tonight, yeah. fine, no big deal. When there's another parent there, it's possible that I'm like, oh, they're occupied. Let me go do this. Let me go take care of this. Or they're going to be hungry soon. So yeah. let me go make sure that dinner's ready.
So how do you get away from that?
I mean, I think that it's not realistic. It's realistic when it's just a short moment. But it's not a realistic thing to say, like, we're all just going to sit on this couch all day and nobody's going to think about any food or anything. Whereas when it's just the three of us and it's such a limited time and I think to myself, I just want to hang out with them. I just want to play a board game with them or play cards with them. Like we're going to get Uber Eats or we're going to just...
All you do is order food when I travel?
Yeah, a lot of food.
Really?
Yeah.
But for less people. Yeah. And there's more people we cook. Why did you do these things to yourself?
What do you do? Don't you order in?
No.
Yes, you do. You're not now because your mom is here.
We're lucky we have help.
Yeah.
Right? So like when we have someone coming in, they'll make a meal and then we'll heat it up at night or whatever. But we're not like eating at restaurants every day.
This happens mostly on the weekends.
It's the same. Like, honestly, it's the same. On the weekends, we go out probably once, mm-hmm. sometimes twice. Mm-hmm. And then we have meals. But I don't know. I honestly don't feel a big difference.
Right.
The only difference is we will realize you're not there. Right. Mm-hmm. So be like, oh, okay, we wanted to watch a movie.
Yeah.
We said, no, we're not going to watch this one because Mama will like this movie.
What movie?
So like we didn't, that swimming lady one. What was that?
Oh, the lady in the sea? The
channel in the sea. Yeah, we didn't
see
that.
We've been trying to watch
it. Yeah, we were going to watch it last night, but we didn't watch it because you weren't here. Okay. And there's another one. What was it, Zara? Out of My Mind.
Out of My Mind?
Yeah, it's a book that both kids have read.
Okay.
And they've made a movie out of it. Okay. So we watched the trailer. It looked really good.
Yeah.
And then we said, okay, but we won't watch this because Mama's not here. Aww. So when you're not here, you mess up our plans.
Okay.
When you are here, we can do these things.
Yeah.
But I really would like you to try to not be any different when you're here. Like, why do you have to be an authoritarian when we're all here and
it's
let
not
it loose?
That just I'm be an loose. Authoritarian.
Chill out, bro.
Oh my God.
Just relax. Sit in your baby blue suit and leave the sink
I'm
dishes.
In my PJs. That's a chore for you, or that's something for you guys to think about too, that maybe it doesn't always have to be Mom who does it. Maybe it doesn't always have to fall on me. Everybody shouldn't get up from the table and walk away.
You should get up at the table and walk away once in a while.
Okay, I will.
Like, just get up and go.
I will.
No one's expecting it. That's the problem. People take on these things. It's a communication thing.
Yeah.
People think it's left on them as like a chore,
mm-hmm.
when really it's, okay, I'm doing this, you're doing that. Oh, you're doing this? Okay, I'll go do something else.
Yeah.
Get up and go do something else. These kids are big.
Mm-hmm.
Zara installed a shelf.
Yeah.
She went and she measured all the windows because I went to Home Depot to buy blinds. And I said, ooh, I forgot the measurements. Zara, go measure this and tell me.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have babies anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't clean the kitchen counter while you were gone.
Yeah.
They did. They're very capable.
It's a nice aha moment for you.
Yeah.
But women hold
now
a lot.
I know why you're so angry all the time.
Women hold a lot.
You've created an entire platform on anger. How do you do well with yourself? How do you sleep at night? People are always texting me all day. Oh my God, I watch your wife's videos and I rage. It's so good. She lets me break things.
Who says that?
Everyone. Isn't that your brand?
No.
You just scream on the internet?
No, but it was very insightful to hear from a lot of these women that like a lot goes into, women hold a lot.
Is that a dust bunny again? What color is it? Do they all there?
I don't know.
Hold these animals with them?
I didn't talk to them about what they're holding.
I'm not minimizing any of it.
Yeah.
Like, all kidding aside.
Yeah.
If we had to manage everything, it would take months before it would be recalibrated so that I knew everything that you know.
Yeah.
It's not something that can be managed in 2 days and 3 days.
Yeah.
We're also, I don't think we're better, because some people really have their stuff down, but some don't have it as good.
Okay.
We've done better with calendars in the last year than before.
Yes.
And that helps a lot, right?
Yep.
It also helps that our kids are old enough to be on the calendar so they can see if their stuff is there.
And they know, like, I need to take this or I need you to pick me up. They'll say things like that, those reminders.
2-3 years ago, they would have just been missing things left and right.
Yeah.
So we have all of those things in order.
Yeah.
But if you weren't watching it, it would take 3 months for all these things that I would have dropped for me to then realize, oh, okay, there's a dentist appointment, there's this, there's that. And that's probably where, if you were just generalizing, you probably have more mothers than fathers in a family of two that are doing those sorts of scheduling.
Yeah.
Why that's the case, I don't know. Is it always the case? No.
No, it's not always the case, but
it
is more.
We have what I will call a more traditional structure,
mm-hmm.
partially because for a very long time, from when we were together, we were a single working person family, right? So I would go to the office 5 days a week, come back, you were at home.
Yeah.
So anything to do with the house, you would manage, right? Yeah. You would schedule it. And then you start working. The challenge is like, okay, wait, I'm not going to be able to do all those things now because I'm now also being pulled in these different directions.
Yeah.
But the fact that you work from home and I don't, also creates a little bit of that tension. And I'm sure if you met moms who are like, no, I go 5 days a week to an office and my significant other goes 5 days to a week in the office, there's probably a different balance.
Yeah.
But it would be a disaster. Things would start dropping left and right. And that's probably what was happening with all of these people you were with, right? Yeah. Their significant others were like, hey, what the hell? What, you know, what time is this one's event and party and this and that?
Yeah.
And they're probably annoyed, right? Like, oh my God, go look in the calendar.
Yeah.
But ask those same women, how often do they depend on their partner to do that?
Yeah.
And if you said, look, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you have to run the calendar, which I think is healthy people to do that. Yeah. That's how I kind of figured out all of your calendar stuff by saying, okay, I'm going to just look on these days and I'm going to own it. People could probably do a lot better.
Yeah.
And both ways.
I mean, I think that you're right in some ways, but I do think that also there are some relationships where it's a really, really hard struggle for husbands and wives to communicate about these things. Because yes, I did manage a lot of it for a long time. And then when it came time to ask for help, it's hard, one, to ask for help. Two, it's hard to shift things after so many years. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes I feel it's easier to ask. I mean, it's easier to just do it myself than to go through the pains of asking for help and then explaining it to you how it needs to be done, the way that it fits in our model. And then there's this struggle or there's this like headbutting that you don't want to do it the way that I've always done it, or you don't want to do it my way. And so there you have these moments of tension. And I know a lot of moms that I've spoken to will say that. They're like, it's just easier to do it yourself. But yeah, then you end up holding a lot.
Yeah. I don't think I tell you how to do things as much as you might tell me how to do something, because I have more experience with the joy of not doing something I used to do. Like at work, right? Like I have that example more than you do of like, oh my God, I don't care how you do this, just do it. Just get it off my plate. Because I also know, yeah, you'll stumble for a while, but then it'll catch up and it'll be done. Whereas you're more of a perfectionist in the way of, or structure, right? You have structure. I don't want to say perfectionist, because you'll get things done even if they're not perfect, but you're more of the mindset of, why are you deviating from this? Like, this is how it works.
I like structure. Yeah. I really enjoy structure. It gives me, like, it outlines how things get done. It outlines that it reminds me that everything is going to get done. It's like this checklist.
Yeah.
It's easy for me. It helps me, what's that word, with the executive functioning.
Yeah.
Like, and I can, and I'm more check stuff off in my head.
Big picture.
Yeah.
Right? I need more of that.
I honestly think that's why we work. I think that's why we work so well.
But also why we clash so much.
Yes.
Because I'll see you with a list of things and you're doing something that's nowhere near as important as the thing that just came in.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, it's on the list. It's at the end.
Yeah.
Because this thing came in 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but this thing is worth 1,000 times more than this thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, but I have to do this now.
Yeah, but
and
it's like, you know, at the end of the day, it all has to get done. You know, that's why I wanted to talk about this today. What happens in a home when one parent leaves, when a mom, in our case, left the house for a few days? What you guys did, how you managed. And it's things.
Are you a little disappointed that things didn't fall apart?
No.
You sure?
Really absolutely.
Like if you came in and like the kitchen was like busted and there was like a cabinet hanging from the side. No. You wouldn't have felt a little happy? Like, oh my God, I left for 3 days and look what you guys did. You can't even make it. But deep down you're like, yeah, no, these fools, they can't survive without me. I would have
been annoyed.
Me. No, come on. Admit it. You'd have been a little, just 2% happy if you walked in and you're like, why is the TV broken? What is happening? Why is there police tape outside? I don't understand. I leave for 2 days.
Why would there be police tape?
I don't know. Maybe someone beat someone with a stick.
We don't beat
anybody.
That's
what we do. We're just very good at it. You didn't see. Don't go dig under the trampoline in the back. You would have been a little happy.
No.
Admit it.
Even a little.
If you came and you're like, wait, why is this bed broken?
Oh, why was our bed made?
I make the bed in the morning.
How come you never make the bed?
Because you're in it. I can't make the bed when you're in it. Every time you leave, I wake up, I make the bed.
That is not true.
Did you go see the bed?
It's made.
I made it.
I know. You have never made the bed when I've been home.
Correct. I don't make the bed when you're in the house. That's your job. I knew you would like that line. You're the bed maker.
You are always in the bed when I get out in the morning.
Come on.
So you get out of the bed and you don't make the bed.
You know why?
Why?
I know how to make level one bed.
Okay.
You know how I sleep.
Yeah.
Like a sardine.
Okay.
I use this much space. So I flip it like this. I'm like an envelope. I seal the envelope. I sleep. I roll out of the bed and I pull it from the floor and it's made.
But you said the kids were in the bed.
She came for 7 minutes. Yeah, that you want to know how bad the wheels fell off the wagon when you were gone? She sleeps in the living room.
Yeah.
Twice. I just leave her there. Yeah, you wake up, you're like, oh, baby, baby, baby. I'm like, okay, shut off the lights. I'm like, Zara, you want to go up? I'm like, no, I'm going to bed.
I would have picked her up and I would have put her in her bed.
Yet, here she is. She made it. Somehow she survived the night. She woke up, she came to our room.
Yeah.
Little brat, just to mess up your side. And then she went up. I think she just came, messed up the bed and left because she knows I make the bed.
And yet you still made the bed.
I made the bed. Wow. I make the bed.
I would love to have you make...
You must have thought I didn't even sleep in the room.
I really did. I swear I asked her.
Yeah, I knew.
I asked her.
You don't know.
Did you sleep? Did Dada sleep upstairs in your room? She said, no. I said, did he sleep in Jay's room? He said, no. I asked her, did he sleep in his mom's room?
No, yeah. I didn't even come home. I just walked around the neighborhood crying, looking for, have you seen my wife? Have you seen my wife? God, I don't know what to do. I took the Rivian to the gas station. I was there. I didn't know where to put the gas. I didn't know what was happening.
Did you fill gas in the other car?
No.
Because you always leave it for me to fill.
You know what I ended up doing?
What?
I just ate ice for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
You actually didn't know that I make the bed when you're not here?
Never.
You know how many times I've made the bed when you're not here?
Every single time.
Like every time. Yeah.
Why don't you make the bed when I'm here?
Because you're in the bed.
That's not true.
Going to put that 20-pound pillow on your head. Use 8 blankets. It's like folding your clothes. There's no logical way those, they don't fold. Sometimes the legs and the tops are all connected. Sometimes there's 8 holes in the product.
You
like no one understands these things.
You hung up your clothes too.
Yes.
Why?
You think when you leave, the house falls apart. It actually comes together more.
I should leave more often.
You should leave more often. You come back, the house will be like amazing. I was going to paint the whole basement, then you showed up. Like you don't do the same thing. We see all these videos of women, right? Like, oh, and my husband's not home. It's like they carry boxes and they're kicking the things. They're like chasing dogs or holding fridges. And then the husband comes home. It's like, oh, you're home. Oh, my back hurts. Can you carry this box? I can't carry a book anymore. Like all of a sudden you can't do anything.
I do all the things.
I do all the things too. You're not here. What do? I put an apron. I cook. I vacuum. I dusted the fans. I did squats. What? You think you're the only one who wants a nice bum? I did so many things.
I'm very impressed.
Why? I made a bed. I took a piece of cloth and I put it over a pillow. That's not impressive at all. I do so many more impressive things.
I'm asking, can you please make
chance.
The bed?
No.
Every weekend?
No way.
Why not?
I don't want you to know all my secrets.
I know them now.
I'm not telling you all my other secrets. I put Drano.
You cleared
the drain?
The drain?
I have to.
Oh my gosh.
You shed like a golden retriever.
Okay.
My hair does not
On
fall
that
like yours.
Note, you said we have a movie that we're going to go watch.
Oh yeah, The Lady with the Crazy Hair. Let's go watch it.
Let's go watch the movie.
You're just going to go to sleep. You're just saying this to close the chapter on the episode.
Yeah.
Who sat beside you on the plane?
Some lady.
What was her name?
I don't know. I didn't talk to her.
You didn't say hi even once?
We had a space between us.
What do you mean? You didn't sit in her lap? Like normally, there's normally a space between you and the person.
No, it was me. It was an empty seat and it was her.
Did you imagine someone sitting in the empty seat? I do that when I travel.
What?
You don't do that?
No.
I always imagine there's this really, really angry French-Canadian guy.
Why?
Just like that.
Why does he have to be French-Canadian?
I don't know. That's just who travels with me.
Does he have a name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
You want to know?
Yeah, of course.
Mad Dog McGug.
Every time you travel, you imagine that there's an empty seat with Mad Dog McGug beside you. And what do you talk to each other?
No, I sit really close. He gets very mad. I can't even put my arm on the armrest because he does this. Like, c'est bouche de l'os. And it's really weird when I don't have anyone. Like, when there's someone sitting there.
Oh, you actually hit them?
No, if there's actually someone sitting in the seat.
Yeah.
That really makes Mad Dog Magog mad.
Oh, because
there's now there's a human sitting in his lap. It's really bad.
Are you okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, now that you're back, no. I was fine.
You're sad.
Now I'm incapable of doing anything now that you're home.
You better make the bed tomorrow.
No chance. I'm never making the bed. This is my thing. I'm never making the bed. You know what I also do when you're not here?
What?
I leave the toilet seat down.
No, you leave it up?
Oh, yeah. I leave it up.
That's okay.
I always leave it up. Have you ever seen the toilet seat up with me?
Like twice in our entire relationship.
Once when I had my appendix removed and I was vomiting. And the second time was when? I don't
recently,
remember.
Recently, I sat down and I like almost fell in.
No. I must have been traveling. That must have been Zara or Jay messing
with
you.
No, no, no.
That's the problem now. They're messing up my streak because they come use our bathroom.
No, no. It was you. And I was really weirded out. It was really, really strange because you've never done it. It was you.
It must have been you.
It wasn't. Why would I lift
I saw that you saved that TikTok with the lady with like that envelope that she stands and pees. I know you've been trying these things. You're buying all these random products and I'm seeing it in my... I'm getting emails when you buy these things.
No.
You should just sit and pee. It's fine. You don't have to stand and pee.
I don't. That was you. Thing.
I sit and pee. That's why the seat's always down. Secret's out. That's my secret all these years.
I think he's tired. It's time to wrap it up.
Are you
going to
sing something?
Yeah, I am. This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love.
It is weird. The woman stands and pees and the husband sits.
And only makes the bed when the wife travels.
Yeah.
Have a good week, everyone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.